I always got something else, you know. Praise the Lord. But when Brother Ronnie, what he did for Brother Ronnie, what he did for Brother Al, what he did for the Christophers, you know, I found out your purpose in life don't change. God has a purpose for you in life. But your season can. So you got to know when your season comes. You got to recognize the change that's taking place in our lives. You got to recognize that. And Hannah did. Will you stand? Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I feel your spirit here today. And I feel like we're in a place that we need to be encouraged. Because, God, when we're encouraged, we can serve you better. And I just want to thank you for this. I thank you for this message. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would use thy servant this morning. I pray because I know I can do nothing without you. And I pray for these people that something will be said to everyone, that no one will leave this place without having their needs met today. I ask it in the name of Jesus and for thy glory. Hallelujah. I want you to turn around and say, this is my season. Tell somebody, come on, shake their hand and tell them that this is my season. Hallelujah. You know, and Ronnie's, that's my brother, my son-in-law back there, Ronnie, that was giving that testimony. Now, that don't mean a lot to a lot of people, because a lot of people got their houses, they got the money, and they did this and that, you know. But see, this was a journey. It was a journey. And the house is just gorgeous. The woman could sell it for a couple hundred thousand, whatever. The house is beautiful. Amen. And she was going back and forth, so I was leaving off the porch one night, and everybody was getting a little kind of, well, I don't know, maybe this ain't fun or something. You know, everybody. Ronnie said, I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what they say. That's my house. Amen. I said, well, brother, if you believe, I'm going to believe too. Amen. You have to make up your mind this morning that what you've been asking God, he's come with the word now. The word, this pastor, and the pastor giving you the word. The word comes from the Holy Spirit. And so you got to say, yes. This is my season. I want you to go to Samuel. I want you to know God has heard us. We ain't been coming here every Tuesday night and every Wednesdays and all through the days and you know, just calling words. God has let me know he has heard us. I want to tell you something else the Holy Spirit quickened my spirit this morning. He said, I never do nothing till I go see about it. When Sodom and Gomorrah was in the mess it was in, the Bible say that the two angels came down and God said, go down there and see about them people. Go down there before it's what's coming up to me. I'm getting ready to knock them out of here. But you go down there and find out if it's true what I'm hearing coming up from the earth. Y'all know the story. And the Bible says that the angels came down to visit and found out it was true, not only true, by the words. So they took, y'all know the story, took, you know, the people out of there, took Lot out and his wife. God never does anything, praise the Lord, that he don't first look it over. Now, he don't have to. But he do. You go all the way through the Bible. Every time something happened, God sent an angel or somebody from the heaven to come down there and see. So God ain't up there trying to find out what you done and boom. No, he gonna come into your life some kind of way like he done now. He told me, he said, you know, praise the Lord, there are a lot of times I'm getting ready to move, but people just need to be stirred up to understand and get them to see. We've been praying for our sons and praying for our daughters. But you know what? Praise the Lord. I believe it's our season. I believe God's going to get ready to save our sons. I don't care where they are. I don't care if they where they are. I don't care if they're on 20 milligrams of drugs. I don't care if they got, praise the Lord, what they did. They don't kill 15 people. I don't care. God told me to tell you that it's your season. All you got to do is believe. Listen, y'all know I love faith. Y'all know that. I love, faith, girl. I can take faith. Ooh-wee. Amen. But the Lord gave took him to Samuel because I was on something else. I said, well, Lord. He said, no, you go and tell him. He said, because you must realize your visitation, you must see it. He said, I'm trying to visit the people. He said, don't let them miss their hour of visitation. Don't let them miss, he said, because I'm getting ready to visit them. He said, I'm getting ready to turn up some stuff. I'm getting ready to turn over some things. I'm getting ready to do some miracles that they going to stand back and go, woo. All right. Yeah. Revival, son of fellowship, it's your season. Yeah. And the Lord showed it to me like this. He said, you are one. Y'all done got up and say, unity, come on here. Y'all don't believe what you're singing? Praise the Lord. And you know when it started to rain, I told Dad I got caught in the rain the other day. Well, my girl, it rained. I'm telling you, it rained. It was raining so that it was raining the way you were standing, it was raining. It was raining under the canopy. I mean, it was raining, they say, cats and dogs. Hey, man, but I'm telling you, when it rained, all you got to do is be under where it's supposed to be raining at, and you're going to get it too. I say, you going to get it too. Everybody in here, you under the umbrella this morning. God is, God just don't speak. When brother came here the last time, if you all can remember, he said, the hand of the Lord is on this church. And I saw a great big old hand come down. Praise God. But you know, we don't act like, if we don't see it, we don't try to believe it. But God is a supernatural God. I said, and he speaks to you, and he wants you to read his word and believe what he's saying. Yeah. Now, some of us done prayed, and y'all know you done prayed. But I see Sean saved. I do. I say, Lord, I do. I say, Lord, you the same God. And when I pray for him, I know you done prayed for your son. To give him to God. God getting ready to get a hold to that boy. God gonna get a hold to him. You hear me? God gonna get a hold to your situation. God gonna turn things around because that's what he told me. Let's read. Y'all praying for me? Okay. Now there was a certain... Ooh, I'm feeling good. Y'all know when I get to y'all. Now, there was a certain man of Ramathaim, Zohim, of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jehumahem, if you can remember, and the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuth, and Ephraimite. I don't know what y'all know, but these names really mean something. I ain't got into them names. You can't pronounce it, but they got a meaning. Amen. He had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. We know the story. And this woman, I'm going to skip down. He said, and unto Hannah he gave a worthy person because he loved her. This man loved this woman. He loved Hannah. I'm so glad God changed that thing over. Well, it ain't legal to have but one wife. Now, I ain't talking about the folks got them anyway. No, it's legal. It ain't legal. It's legal to have one wife. He said, let everybody be for his one wife. And I'm so glad. Because I ain't the kind of person that can share nothing like that. And I don't believe them women like was either. But however, we don't want to skip too much. This man went up, okay, we'll read it. And this man went up out of the city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. That's the reason he said that. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters. So she had about five kids or more portions. And to Hannah, he gave a worthy portion. For he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. You know, it just looked like people sitting right here. They, you know, the Lord told me, say, God's people feel like everything shut up. They feel like, you know, I'm not going to move. So they got to go. They look to other things. They got to go. But I'm going to tell you something. God done heard you. Yes. God done heard me. I'm getting ready for my blessing. Now y'all can sit there, but I want my blessing. I want it now. I want it. If he say he gonna do it, brother, I'm ready for it. And he said, and so listen, her adversary, who was Peninnah, and Peninnah represent the devil, if you ask me. Always picking at you. Praise God. You ain't gonna never do. Oh, the pastor preached that. You ain't gonna get that. Mm-mm. You might as well just keep it now, because, and be happy and just go along with what you got. If it ain't in the word, I'm not willing to accept it. I may not receive it, but I ain't gonna accept it if it's not there. If I can find it in the word, I'd rather believe the word. I say I'd rather believe the word. And so he came to Hannah because Peninnah was always picking on her. Hannah, but I don't understand her. She ain't like these modern day women. Because Elkanah loved her. It didn't say he didn't love Peninnah, but he loved Hannah. And he obviously showed it. Because he gave her a worthy portion of what they have to take up there to the temple. Now what she could have told this devil, you might have, hallelujah, the sons, but I got the man. You know, we'd have told her that. Amen. But she didn't. But I noticed that when he came to Peninnah, to Hannah, and told her, said, honey, why are you so sad? Oh, now, I'm better than you than 10 sons. He knew that she was crying about her son. God understands what you want in your heart. Come on, children of God. God understands it. And Karen, you preached my message. You said, when I came in here, I felt like, when you go before the house of God, when you come in among God's people, it's something that's supposed to happen.
Yes.
It's something supposed to happen. Amen. You ain't supposed to come in and go out the same. Amen. You're supposed to gain something. Amen. But I tell you, you better go looking for something. Go looking for something. Make your mind up. It's mine. It's bad. You know, you ought to, in your mind, I want you to put in what you asking God for. Put it up in your mind. Because when I get there, you're going to be able to say, to name it. Name it. I ain't talking about name and claim it. I'm talking about name. I'm talking about what God told me. Amen. So Peninnah went to, so they went up, and Hannah, she was so, I can, distressed. I can't imagine, because I had 10, so I don't imagine her not having any. But I want to tell you, in the Jewish culture in the East, it was a stigma for a woman to not to have a son. And so the women whispering, he did whispering. Also, they were jewelry wearers, buddy. They wore jewelry. Yes, they did. And they tell me that the women who had children, they wore what they call a little horn. It was a piece of jewelry that hung from their forehead. And when they had kids, praise the Lord, that, you know, it would come up. Because in her prayer, she said, my horn is exalted. And then if they have, you know, children, their horn would be way up there, sticking out. It's a little piece of jewelry they wear. I've seen them where it look like a horn. It's shaped like a horn. But she was so sad, I can see, how even though he told her that I'm better than you than 10 sons. And so when she got there, she was on her knees. Y'all know the story. And Eli was so backslid, he didn't know what's. Listen, nobody, if there's somebody, Sister David or whoever, may not know your problem. But Jesus does. Hallelujah. You might come to church, expect for, you know, something to happen that didn't happen. But if you listen closely enough, God will meet with you.
Amen.
Yes, he will. It may not be nothing to pass on. Say, I've been to churches all my life. Praise the Lord. And sometime I go, Jackie, and the pastor, he ain't preaching nothing I wanted. He ain't preaching. Didn't hit it nowhere. But in the service, hallelujah, God always met with me. The Holy Ghost always met with me. And when I would go home, I said, that's right. Praise God. I'd feel better. I would get an answer. I have a dream. I see it on TV or something. God will answer your prayers. Hell, you ain't there just praying to God. You praying to the right person. You calling on the right person. So she called on God. She was down on her knees while they were sacrificing. And she was moving her lips, but she wasn't saying anything out loud. And when the priest saw, he thought she was drunk. Now, how backslid can you get? So he told her, said, woman, why don't you stop drinking? You know, some people may misunderstand how you acting, sister. Like people may misunderstand. Like Jean get up, praise God, and she had something wrong with her. But we understand her. And when she get up and praise God, we're going to praise God with her. Because nobody knows what she goes through but her. So don't get, you know, so sister so-and-so did so-and-so, you know, and nobody, you know, I thought she was going to, don't, hey, I, you know, you might be depending up on a friend or something. But hey, people going to be people till they die. There's no one perfect but the Lord Jesus Christ. And so she was calling upon the Lord, the Bible say. And she told the Lord, said, I want you to stay with me on here. She said, God, if you give me a son, I'll lend him to you all the days of his life. Now, she never had any kids. Anybody that have children know it's hard. You know, your children is on your heart, especially your sons or your daughters. They be on your heart. But you think about this woman. Now, y'all got to read this closely. We supposed to have the second chapter, but we was a little late Friday night, so we just went into prayer. But when the child was born, she waited until she weaned him, about 2 years. He's almost 2 or 3 years old when she took him up there, and she knew she wasn't coming back with him. Now, during this time, she ain't having no more babies now. Her womb is still closed. Oh. But God answered her prayer. Yes. Praise God. God has answered many of our prayers, but we ain't got the goodies yet. He getting ready to give us the goodies now. Oh, he answered our prayer. We had Samuel, but now we're getting ready to brag now, because God is getting ready to move for a revival center. He's going to give you the desires of your heart. If you can believe him, he's going to give you the desires of your heart. So she went home. And the Bible say every year she took a little coat up to Samuel. But I'm going too fast. So when she got back, she said, she told Eli, this is what I promised God. And she said goodbye to her Samuel. I'm sure tears came to her eyes, even though she was giving Samuel to the Lord to worship God. Yes. And that, they tell me that's really something for, you know, for the Catholics to give, whatever. We won't go into that. But she went back home. But while she was passing, one day, when she was passing by, Eli saw her. God sees you, honey. He'll send somebody by your way. And he said, for what you have lent to God, God is going to open your womb and you're going to conceive. Amen. You go back. Y'all ain't heard me. All these things you have given to God, your prayers, your offerings, that you have given, honey, years. Don't think God ain't seen it. He for to give you, hallelujah, that second blessing. God said, I'm for to give them the second blessing. Now, a lot of us been blessed. You know, we've been blessed. You know, God been good to us. And this year, we got some testimonies, girl, that'll make your feet curl. I mean, things that we know God did it. We know he did. But the Bible says she went home. Oh, my God. And the Bible speaks that the woman had 3 sons and 2 daughters. He blessed her. If you want a testimony, you got to have a test. God has tested you. He tested us to wonder what we going to do, praise the God, in the shape that he put us in. Because like somebody said this morning, your steps are ordered by the Lord. If people would realize that. That whatever you go through, God is very aware. The Bible say, he's concerned about that concerns me. And so whatever I go through or whatever you go through, God is concerned about it. Well, he ain't come yet. He getting ready to come. Let me read it to you over here. Turn the page. You have to turn page. And so the Bible say, number 19, they rose up in the early morning and worshiped before the Lord and returned. And came to Ramah. And when it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son. And called, no, that's since when she had Samuel. Okay, then she went back home. Where is it at? And when she had weaned him, she took him and they slew an oxen and one. But when she, y'all know, when she went back home, after she lent him, I think we got to go to the second chapter. God opened her womb, and she had 5 children. And then she began to pray. But look what she prayed. She started. See, God gonna give you something to brag about. People been saying, "Oh, you know, he keep testifying or this and that. Ain't nothing gonna never happen." You hold on. I said, "You hold, because he getting ready to do something." I'm telling you now. And Hannah prayed, chapter 2, and said, "This is a prayer. My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemy, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy." And she went on and tell him, God, talk. Look at what she said, number 3. "Talk no more so exceedingly proudly." Don't get so up to duty no more, honey. She said, "Because, hallelujah, the Lord has the knowledge, and by him actions away. He done saw what you done to me. He done saw how you picked at me when I couldn't do no better. He saw you picking and he saw you picking. But the Lord done come on the scene now. And God, hallelujah, have opened my womb. Praise the Lord. He done shut yours. You ain't going to have no more kids. I'm going to have the kids now. I'm going to be the one to walk around people saying, 'Hey, she getting ready to go in. Girl, how pregnant are you? When is the baby going to be born?'" And they get to knitting stuff. You know how people knit stuff and give it to you, little booties and things like that? Die, I'm going to do some bragging. Amen. You getting ready to do some bragging. Yeah. I said, "Are you ready to go bragging? Are you ready to brag now?" You read that, the second chapter, I'll read a little more. Hallelujah. Boy, she could brag now. She shut Panana's mouth up really good. Yes, she did. And I thought about the bananas that's in the people's lives. Yeah. Praise the Lord. She said, she went on. "The Lord maketh poor," number 7, "he make rich. He bringeth low and he lift up. Because I was down, but God lifted me up." You may be down this morning. You may be down, but God is going to lift you up. You're getting ready to do some bragging. Yeah. If you want to brag. Listen, she said, "The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth. He shall give strength unto the king and exalt the horn of his anointed." And she's the first one that talked about Jesus in the old of this, and was saying of an anointed. And so Elkanah went to Ramah to his house, and the child did minister to the Lord to Eli. But she had some more kids. I've got to get over here now. Number 221. "And the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters. The child Samuel grew before the Lord." I'm going to tell you, the first blessing has come. Y'all know God. Y'all have stood and say how God has blessed you. And God has blessed me. I say God has blessed me. But this next thing coming that God done put in my heart, it's going to be far above what you could ask or think. You ain't going to have room to receive it. And I'm not just talking about money either. I'm talking about things you've been praying for. I'm talking about things you've been waiting on. The Lord said, I've been so happy. I said, "Lord, don't let me preach this thing all night." I got up in the night preaching this message. I said, "God, thank you." Because let me tell you something. You can't do nothing without God. I can't preach without God. I can't come here and convince you that God has spoke to me without God. It has to be him. You got to wait on him. You got to wait on God. You know when God is speaking. Thank you, Jesus. And you young people, old people, middle-sized people, praise God. You need to get in on this. I say you need to get in on this. The greatest thing in the world you do to save your soul, that would be the first thing. And then sister say, like, he saved her, and then she went to church one night and he did something else. He never stopped blessing you. Giving you some more of him. He never stopped. He stays in the same thing. Perfected. The thing he gonna give you has to be perfected. And the Holy Ghost is that perfection. And so she stood out. I love this testimony. And she said, praise the Lord. The man said, "Who wants the Holy Ghost?" She stepped up and God gave her something she didn't even try to know what she had. But Penina was there. Yes. You want the Holy Ghost. And not know what she was asking. Woo! I'm telling you, God, whatever you need this morning, you need to name it. And God is going to give it. Now, what are you saying? Now, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Whatever you need. Hallelujah. I'm going to get some phone calls. And somebody going to be calling you. So say, you know what? Goodness. You know, God. Whatever. God is. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He blessed Hannah. He loved Hannah. Because a womb was shed don't mean he didn't love her. Because it seemed like something shut up in your life don't mean God don't love you. He still loves you. He still blesses you. He still feeds you. He still comforts you, don't he? He loves you. But that thing that's down there, that's been, you've been wanting. Praise the Lord. You've been, you know, just ask God, Lord, when you going to do this? Oh, don't look like you're going to never do it. And the devil said, you need to quit. And like he told him, chunk it in. You know, just throw in the towel. That's is when he going to move. I said, that's when he going to move. This is why he gave me this, because some of y'all ready to throw the towel in. Hallelujah. But what you need to do, I told brother one time, I said, hallelujah. I said, sometimes I feel like throwing the towel. He said, I threw my towel away. I ain't got now. So I decided to throw my towel away too. I ain't got no towel to throw. He said, Sister David, I ain't got no towel. I thought that was really cute. Hallelujah. But somewhere in life, in your life, right this morning, right this morning, right this morning, your blessing is coming. I mean, it's coming. Listen, I wouldn't say this. God didn't tell me that. Because I'd be preaching and telling you something else. Y'all know, y'all heard me preach before. I'm telling you this because God told me to tell you. I said, he told me to tell you this. He told me, and he said it like this. He said, Revival Center. I mean, everybody. Just like, you know, look at the word. When Jesus went to towns, the Bible said one time people got so happy he healed everybody in the town. Nobody, I don't care what they had, toothache, barefoot, whatever they had. He healed them all. Hallelujah. This is his will. Jesus really want to do for us way more than we think. Hallelujah. He don't want us carrying stuff around. He don't want that. He wants you to be above all things, be in health and prosper. And I'm not just talking about just money. Because you need more than money. You need more than money. Amen. And money runs out. Ain't that right? But you need God to move in some things. I've really been praying for you, son. Because God's going to need to move in some things. You know, you need God to move in some stuff. You just need him to move, hallelujah. Well, you tell me to tell you, if you can believe it, hallelujah, he going to move for you. He going to move. Ooh, he going to make you so happy, boy. You going to be calling me on the phone. And so I'm going to keep my line open so I can hear what you got to say. Because I just believe God. I believe God. Listen, hallelujah, God is not a God that you can put dibs on and say he going to do. When he say, oh, that's why I'm glad, sister, because I'm glad he told me this, because I know when he tell me something, he'll do what he's saying. I can preach anything, but when God tell me something, I know it's going to happen. I put my foot on what he's saying. I put my foot on this. Both feet. I said, and I begin to think, I said, Lord, he said, stop me. He said, I told you I'm going to do it. So I'm looking for Keith to come out and start preaching. You know, I had a picture of Keith preaching. He was preaching so until they had him in the paper. I'm going to bring it to you. He was in the paper holding his hands up and saying, come to Jesus. But the devil gets in stuff. But it really don't matter because God done said it's over. And I believe it's over. Hallelujah, Jesus. But let me tell you something. Now, let me tell you something now. I don't care who tell you what. I don't care what they say. God got to put it down in here. If God don't put it in your heart, you just be quoting it. That's all. But God, may he put it in your heart today. Praise God. May he put it there. Because without being in your heart, it won't work. Jackie called me about 2 months ago. She said, Mama, God told me it's over. And you know me, I want to, you know, and I was praying, and Lord, it's over. And I told the kids, y'all stop praying. I told you what to pray. Well, God, now God told me to tell the kids to pray such and such a thing. What it is, children of God, come on, come on, come on. Listen, when your season come in your life, which is now, praise God, you got to keep your mind single. You got to keep your ass single. You got to keep your mind up on Jesus. You got to keep it up on the things of the Lord. You can't let your mind wander around. Amen. You go, Lord, you said it. I believe it. Start walking in it. You know, just, Lord, you said it. I believe you. You know, don't say, I believe it Tuesday and Wednesday. Where are you? You done forgot all about it. And then here come, doubt stands at your door all the time. The devil don't just let you alone. He stands there all the time. But hold on to what God has said today. Jackie, I believe what he said. I mean, because listen, praise the Lord. I'm here at this church at 2494 Hopewell. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And if it don't happen, I'm going to be looking like a nut. But I don't intend to be looking like no nut, because I believe that God is getting ready to do something in this church that's unprecedented. Praise God. I'm walking every day. I'm walking and I'm saying, Lord, I believe. I got signs up. Praise the Lord. Lord, I believe. Praise the Lord. And the devil say, you still got the sign up? I say, yes, I still got the sign up. And I'm going to keep it up until God do whatever I asked him. But he let me know, so I'm going to do what you say. I'm going to do it because, not because y'all been so good, not because of this and that, but because he's God. God, he never used nobody that was overly nothing. You look at the people he used, I wouldn't have dared choose them. Now all I'm messed up. He didn't choose no perfect people. So why you think you out? You perfect? And you perfect, he may not choose, but we're going to pass you. You need him? Do you need him? Well, he wants you. He want to show you who he is. God wants people to know who he is. That's what, you know, he said, you know, I thought about when we come, he said, you're the light of the world. I said, whoa. Now listen, I used to go down to Memphis, Dad, we go at night, we were younger, much younger then, and our home is in Mississippi. And we would have to go through Memphis. Is that the bridge in Memphis, that big bridge you go across when you come into Mississippi? Coming into Memphis, you use that big bridge. It's a big bridge. And on this bridge, at night, it's lit up. All the houses and stuff all up in the, you know, up in the hills and stuff. So pretty. Just so pretty. Beautiful, lighting up the city at night. And you know, you can't see the lights, how pretty is it unless it's night. You turn them cities on in the day of the lights, you can't see it. You can't see the beauty of the lights unless it's night. Praise God. That's, oh my God. This is why it's time for him to shine. It's time for you to shine, because it don't shine up good unless it's a nighttime. And I'm telling you, this world is night. It's night in here. It's night. But the Bible says we are the lights of the world, like a city set up on a hill. And I understand about the city, because I tell you, I've gone to Memphis and seen it. You think, oh my God, you go, oh. And I reckon it's other places in the world, you go, oh. The lights are gorgeous if it's night. I say it's wonderful if it's nighttime. Am I telling the truth? We got a light right out there. If it comes on in the daytime, well. But it's more beautiful at night. You're going to shine more beautiful now, because it's night. It's night in America. You're going to shine now. Pray, I say, you getting ready to shine now. Turn your light on, because God, the world needs it. Praise God, it's shining better at night. So I just want to thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I said, God, I thank you. Pray, I really, really thank you. He began to show me others. I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for opening up your word. Thank you, Lord, and bless your people today. Let them know, God. He said, go and tell them, I'm getting ready to move. He could say, go and tell them now, this is their season. He said, they done sung it, and y'all been up here singing this song, it's your season, it's your season, it's your season, and go back home and forget what you done sung. Praise the Lord. But you know the word, hallelujah, how is the life, what, good gracious of life. If we near had what we sung. Hello. We sang all these pretty songs and be clapping and really getting into it, you know. Girl, I don't know. I just don't know how we gonna, it's a hard old day. And you just got through singing. Oh, man. You see how much he loves us? Because when we sang to him. And I know he looked down and said, Lord, he's my children. My children. He loves us. I say he loves us. I say he loves us. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, God is going to move for you. Praise God. If you can believe that God can heal you, he's going to do it. My daughter coming here with a cane. That's my oldest daughter right there. By the way, girl, I got 10 kids and 8 girls. And all my girls was, especially that one, I'm going to tell on her. Oh, mama, you know, them hypocrites. Oh, mama, they be doing stuff and so-and-so. So-and-so. And I say, Lord. I started pushing that payback on Wednesday. I said, Lord, save my children. Save them, God. I stopped talking to that child because she'd get on my nerve with that junk she'd be talking. That's one of my girls, too. My girls, well, all my children, raise your hands. My girls. Girl, let me tell you something. One Sunday, who was first? Huh, the baby is Shelly. She's in Mississippi. They came. And then the next Sunday, they came in like dominoes. And the Lord told me, said they're going to come in like dominoes. And that's what happened. They just come in like dominoes. All of my girls. Just amen. God. Huh? Yeah, Bridget was already saved. Yeah, Bridget was saved. But the other girls, it take God. Don't give up. I don't care what they say. When the Holy Ghost get a hold of folks, ain't nothing they can do. That's one person they can't wrestle down. I'm telling you, when he get a hold of them, hallelujah, you can't wrestle him down. Praise God. He going to bring them in, put a hook in their jaw, and they going to be up to the altar crying. And they ain't going to know. Oh, my God. We ain't going to even get out of church, girl. We going to have them long church services like we used to have. Praise God. Because they going to be, Lord, save me. Praise God. Because ain't nobody left but Jesus. Ain't nobody left but Jesus. He loves us. I say he loves us. He loves you. Say, Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. He does. And he loves you way more than you think. Let's live up to the love. You know, when your children ask you stuff, they don't be thinking. Your kids can ask you for stuff. And you can't do it. Don't have the money to do it. But you find some way to do it. Now you being evil, the Bible say, know how to give good gifts to your children. Who you think I am? I'm the Father of heaven. Yeah. Amen. God loves Sean. And God loves Keith. And God loves Ronnie D's. God loves all these people we've been praying for. And so I'm just telling them to go out there and pull them all in you love, Lord. All of them. I've been praying for your sons. I know God is able. We need to stop going to God and wonder what. I'm stopping. Look, get your comb out your head and stop scratching. Cut it out. We need to go to God like we expect them to do it. Ain't going to take no for an answer. Did you do it today, God? Did you do it? Did you save him? Hallelujah. Every time the phone rang, he calls me frequently. Bless his heart. He calls. Amen. Now he go to church and hold on to the Lord. He does that. But I believe God in his time. And let me tell you something, it's a time for all things. It's a time. Children of God, it's a time for all things. Y'all don't know how long I done preached. It's a time for all things. And the devil say, he ain't going to do that. Once you give up, I say, the devil, you lying. You lying. I'm going to stay right here. Because the moment you say, I give up, then God is going to find me standing when he comes. Amen. Y'all pray for me, because the Bible say the race ain't given to the swift or the strong. Hallelujah. But one to endure to the end. Now, listen, don't try to be too swift and too strong going. Praise God. Just hold on. Ask God to give you some tenacity like a bulldog. They tell me when a bulldog get hold of stuff, they holds on. Well, you need to get a bulldog faith. Hold on. You talking to the right man. You talking to the one that can get it done. Don't let the devil have you up at night thinking about, you know, how it's going to get done. Because you done gave it to God. Come on, children. Let's practice what we're learning. Let's practice it. Thank you, Jesus. I know my daughter, we thought the really Lord had done it. She come in skipping and dancing one night. She had trouble with her knee. Praise God. She couldn't hardly walk. And she come to church that night. She was dancing. Come the next night, the devil said, oh, no, you ain't. Then she, but you know what? She said, I'm still going. Come here, Cain. Help me here, Cain. I'm going to still go. So she, that's her husband there. Talk about her Cain. But you know what? If you have to have a Cain, if you have to have a walker, whatever you have to have, now whatever you have to have to make it through your trial, get it and go head on. Keep pressing. Don't give up. Don't give up, children. This is too late to give up. And I said it's too late to give up. And you sitting there reading, I said, I don't know how you're going to do this. And I know what she said, but I don't know. I rebuke that feeling. I rebuke it. I said, I rebuke it. Because all you got to do is love God. I said, you got to love God, and he'll do what you say. Amen. I hope everybody here is saved today. Everybody here saved today? Good. Anybody here need Jesus today? Yeah. Come on up and let's pray. You need Jesus, come on up and pray. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. You need Jesus, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we all need him. Thank you, Jesus. So glad you came, sister. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That thing you've been waiting on, you came to the right place at the right time.